for more than just parks. Trump hires his pool guy to paint the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. The Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool is one of the most consequential pieces of ground in American history. Henry Bacon designed it in the early 1920s as a mirror 2,030 feet of shallow, still water over a dark basin, meant to capture the Lincoln Memorial at one end and the Washington Monument at the other and hold them together in a single unbroken image. The dark toned floor wasn't incidental to the design. It was the design. The National Park Service's own 1999 Cultural Landscape Report identifies it as a character, a defining feature, noting that the dark color created the illusion of greater depth and a more profound reflection. In 1939, after the Daughters of the American Revolution barred Marian Anderson from singing at Constitution Hall because she was black, Eleanor Roosevelt resigned from the organization and Secretary of the Interior. Or Harold Ickes moved the concert to the Lincoln Memorial steps. 75,000 people gathered along that pool, black and white, shoulder to shoulder, and listened to Anderson sing. It was a watershed moment in the civil rights movement, broadcast live on NBC radio to millions. 24 years later, Martin Luther King Jr. stood on those same steps and delivered one of the most important speeches in American history. The photographs are seared into our collective memory. Hundreds of thousands of people lining the reflecting pool, stretching all the way to the Washington Monument. That pool has been the backdrop for Vietnam War protests, inaugurations, and moments of national grief and resolve that shape the country we live in. It's National Park Service property. It belongs to all of us. Donald Trump hired his pool guy to paint it blue. On April 3, 2026, the National Park Service awarded a no-bid contract to Atlantic Industrial Coatings, a small firm in New Canton, Virginia that had never held a federal contract. The company's website advertises culvert rehabilitation, roofing coatings, and chemical storage tanks. It doesn't mention swimming pools. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office that he consulted three companies that had worked on his private swimming pools and chose one that had done work at Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia. "I have a guy who's unbelievable at doing swimming pools," he said. He looked at it. "He called me up. He said, 'Sir, we can do something on it.'" Trump told the public the project would cost $1.8 million. The government agreed to pay $6.9 million. As of this week, the contract has ballooned to $13.1 million, more than seven times what Trump promised. NPS internal estimates suggest the final cost could climb higher still. And the repairs? Officials predict they'll hold up for 7 to 10 years. Trump claimed 50. To bypass the legal requirement that federal agencies solicit competitive bids, the administration invoked an exemption meant for urgent situations, cases where delay would cause serious injury to the government. The urgency here was that Trump wanted the pool painted before the nation's 250th birthday celebration in July. The National Park Service has a $23 billion maintenance backlog. Trails are crumbling. Water systems are failing. Visitor centers are shuttered. The agency has lost at least 24% of its permanent work for since Trump took office. Trump's FY 2027 budget proposes cutting the NPS annual construction and maintenance budget by 55%, leaving less than $50 million to address repairs at every national park, monument, battlefield, and historic site in the country. But that same budget requests $10 billion for a new presidential capital stewardship program, a slush fund run through the NPS for the president to play construction in his personal sandbox. The money would fund targeted priority construction and beautification projects in and around Washington, D.C. Language so vague it could cover anything from the reflecting pool paint job to the White House ballroom to the triumphal arch Trump once built in his honor. And because it's structured as mandatory spending, it would bypass the annual congressional appropriations process entirely. No competitive review, no public input, just $10 billion routed through a gutted agency so the president can redecorate the Capitol like a model home. Interior Secretary Burgum told the Senate the money was for deferred maintenance. His own department's numbers say that the Sierra NPS maintenance backlog is about $2 billion. Even adding Virginia and Maryland only gets you to $4 billion. At least $6 billion has no justification at all. The Commission of Fine Arts, which has reviewed design changes at the Lincoln Memorial for over a century, wasn't consulted. No environmental assessment was conducted despite the fact that the project involves applying industrial grade paint to more than 300,000 square feet of basin surface in contact with millions of gallons of water. No public comment period was opened. No Section 106 consultation under the National Historic Preservation Act was completed. The Cultural Landscape Foundation filed a federal lawsuit on Monday seeking an emergency injunction to halt the work. Last week, Trump drove his motorcade across the drain pool to personally inspect the paint job. He posted an AI-generated image of himself floating shirtless in a bright blue version of the pool. He told reporters, "It's much more beautiful than it was new because it never had the color people wanted. Nobody wanted this. Henry Bacon didn't want it." The NPS's own experts identified the dark basin as fundamental to the site's historic character. The architects and landscape professionals who have studied the mall for decades say a blue-tinted basin belongs at a resort or a theme park, not at the foot of the Lincoln Memorial. But this is what happens when a president treats public property as personal property, when procurement law is an inconvenience, when a $23 billion maintenance backlog means nothing but a blue pool for the 4th of July means everything. When the friends get the contracts and the public gets the bill, the reflecting pool was built to mirror what was best about this country. Right now, it's doing exactly the opposite. Our reporting is making the Trump administration respond and shining a light on issues they want buried. But we need help to keep doing this. They allow us to keep going. We hope you'll consider joining us.